You know, the students were here a while ago, they're gone. I was going to have them hand out these papers. Does anybody want to?
I should just sign out.
I think we get some, try to get some involved as possible, you know.
Southern.
Well, I keep telling this, years ago, somebody in the country said, go to Hattie's house. So I just learned Hattie's house every year. She hadn't been back since.
Are you?
Well, I've been listening to everybody's speaking and really great. People are a wonderful thing. You can't meet people who are in the Lord. That's why I enjoy people in the Lord.
Amen.
Because most of the believers are alone. I really don't know that. But a lot of them are alone. Let's say that. They're alone with someone. I met somebody out somewhere and we were talking in the Lord and we agreed. And I said, well, do you have a group of where you are, which is hundreds of miles away? And he said, no, it's like you. We're alone. So, run into it all the time. But the Lord has a reason for that. We at our place, I was one of the raised Germans. We didn't throw pepper and everything like they do in West Virginia. I mean, I begin to think that they're trying to hide things. But the thing about it is, this is going pepper, and of course, the scriptures use salt. That the Lord can spray it around. And over here is a little bit of taste. Over there is a little bit of savor. Yeah. An odor of a sweet smell, says in Philippians. I have all and abound. Philippians 4:18. Having received from Epaphroditus the things. All the man having received from Epaphroditus things from you. An odor of a sweet smell. A sacrifice acceptable. Sacrifice wholly acceptable unto God. Yeah. And that's what it is to be around with the believers. Well pleased with God.
Amen.
Well pleased with God. So, but we have to move on now. These handouts, that's the session that I knew about that I was going to have. So I was prepared for that. And then when I got here, found out I had another session. But we want to continue where we left off. Character of hypostasios was the character of the substance, and the word character doesn't mean what we think of. But there are relationships between the Greek word and our word character. It means the imprint, the seed. The image. It's translated image in the Old English, the 16th century English. They used image. We probably use seal today or imprint, something of that nature. Seal in the sense of sealing it and making it fast. So that's what Colossians 1:15 through 17 is about. That's a mighty a mighty section there. I mean, you can go there. I have a whole big thing on 16. But the only thing I'm going to do here is, for by Him were all things created. Now here's where we get into creation, and this is part of the mystery of Christ, because He is the Creator. God the Father God the Son did the creation. God the Son did it Himself. God the Father directed Him possibly. And when you look at 16, Colossians 1:16, you should look at it from the standpoint of God looking over the creation. And He has an organization there. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, dunamis. Now these all have specific meanings. You could take quite a bit of time to explain what each one of those were in the scriptures. And these are all things that are present now. Right now, as we speak. If there's anything that's not important in regard to all the panoply of the world of the Spirit today, we are probably the least of all the importances. Now God loves us in that. That makes us important. But when you look at all the principalities and dominions and powers that in the heavenlies exist today, along with the heavenly hosts, and all the satanic creatures up there who are battling incessantly, it makes it look as though we are, on the altar end, we're really not with it. Are we involved? Well, of course, the people of the world don't know anything about it. They're basically pawns. It's like throwing paper boats on the sea. People of the world are just, they don't know. We have the scriptures which makes us understand that this battle is going on. This warfare is more than a battle. It's battles constantly. And it affects earth the same as it does, well, not the same. It affects earth as broadly, but in the heavenlies and the upon heavenlies especially, because of Ephesians 6, there is a fantastic warfare going on. And we're involved, even though we don't necessarily say, well, Lord, I want to get involved in this same something to fight with. We've got it. Are you here?
Amen.
Well, that's the most powerful thing on earth.
Amen.
Absolutely. Change anybody like me and you? What kind of power can do that?
The Word of God.
Yeah, that's it.
Amen.
That's the most powerful thing there is, honey.
Amen.
So we've got the power. If you want to resist Satan, this is how you do it. But don't you get too proud. But you won't do it. But God is good, and He'll stay with you and help you make the battle. And in Christ, you have all things because He paid for it. Now we need to look look at John 17 a little bit, because this is the unity chapter. There are chapters with nicknames, and I'm not one that's necessarily fond of that, but some of them are very appropriate. And John 17 is called the unity chapter. But there's another unity chapter which is more appropriate because it's current, and that is Ephesians 4. But John 17 does have some things that we could well be due. That they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, we are not among those people they were speaking of at the time, but I believe the truth goes on to today. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one, the same thing. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect or complete, if you like, in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them, as thou hast loved me. My, that's great. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Why not? They're eternally pre-existent. God the Father and Son have dwelt together always. Timeless, past, timeless, future. And you know, that's you can't even say that right. If it's past, it can't be timeless. So it's just timeless. There's no timeless future, it's just timeless. That's the way God the Father and Son always were. Always united. Never anything different between them. And that's another reason why it was so fantastic and so awesome that God the Father could give up His Son even just for a small time. But He didn't totally give Him up, but we let Him be subject to all the hatred and malice and fury of Satan in this world. And yet He didn't let it totally because He volunteered.
Amen.
Here I am, send me. Talk about drives. The greatest volunteer in all of history. All of world and before world history and beyond, and we can't even use those words. Timeless history. How can you have history in time without time? You can't. But that unity was there, and we have this unity in the body even better. Look at Ephesians 4. And there's something there that needs to be emphasize. And I'm sure you all will. Well, I know that. That's absolutely true. I've done this for years. And yet, it might be someone here that didn't quite realize it. Because I remember the time when I first realized this. Boy, I was a pretty great man. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now notice the word keep. It's not making unity of the Spirit. We don't make any unity at all. It's been made. It's been made through the power of the blood, through the death, burial, resurrection, ascension. All of that had to do with our unity in the Spirit. We can't. We didn't have anything to do with making the unity of the Spirit. Let's have a meeting and all get together and compromise so we're all alike. What a dough-headed thing. I know some very nice people that have But here, you're keeping the unity that God has made. Now, let me tell you something else. I know Mike, you don't want anything negative. You can tell some guy a little while ago. Just don't be negative, you know. Gotta be nice, like me. Mike wants to follow him and be nice. I want to show you something here, Mike. I know you never saw this verse. Proverbs 6, 16 to 19. Never saw that, did you? These six things that the Lord hates, yea, seven are abomination unto him. Proud look. Well, I'm so ugly, I don't have to worry about looking proud anymore. Hey, folks that are hurting, you watch out. A proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swiftly bringing to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies, and here's the one that I really want to get to. And he that sows discord among brethren, God does not want that, because of John 17, because of Ephesians 4, 3. No, no, no! Folks take that serious if you know, that's one nice thing of, you know, everybody being all over the world, and we're not living next door, so we're not making judgments on people. We're just putting the word out. I don't know of anything like this, but don't ever let it creep in on us. Don't ever. God does not want it. Right?
Yeah.
And he wants you to keep the unit. Keep it. He's bought it for you. Keep it. Don't give it up. That's God. Today, now, our unity. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. That's today, now. Us, you, me. Down to earth. Now, folks, I had something I love to talk about. 116, as I mentioned, but I'm not going to do it. Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and us and to our children, that we may do all the words of this law. Well, that's the law. The law. Scripture, Deuteronomy, Genesis. But there's some things that we can take out of this. It's talking about secret things, and this is what we're about, mystery. Today, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of principle is here. Where God is concerned, God reveals what He wants to. I know, we like to speculate. We like to sit around and think, oh, I wonder about this. I wonder about that. I hope to do that. But you've got to say, God reveals what He wants to. There are some things that aren't in the Scriptures. Why? Why isn't it? Because we don't need to know it. Most of you ladies, or a lot of you ladies, have raised children, right? And there was a time in their lives when they asked Mommy, why don't we do this? Why is this that way? Why are butterflies yellow? Or something. And you say, well, I don't know. Why don't you know? Why? You make kids like that, kids like that, they're smart. And you say, because God doesn't want us to know. A lot of times, that's true. true is God didn't tell me, so I guess he doesn't want me to know. And that may be true. But God reveals what he wants to reveal, and he does, according to his plan and purpose, reveal what goes along with that. He keeps the secret things he does not wish to be made known. Now, if you want to know about God, you can know that the Word is the repository of His will. You want to know God's will? That's okay. You can go out in the piney woods and talk to Him. I advocate it. Do it. Whatever you hear, whatever you have, go to that closet. Whatever. Go somewhere where you can get quiet with yourself and then talk to the Lord. You and me, buddy up and have a coffee. Do it. All the time. All the time you can. But if you really want to know His will about things, take the Word that's in the repository of His will. Study the Word, and that's why you go to these conferences. So we're preaching to the choir. Isn't that the term? That's why you go to these conferences. But be assured. Be sure about what you're doing. You're not just here lollygagging and having a good time. That's just a small part of it. You're here, you're having a good time, but you're having a good time in a real way. In the Word. In the Spirit. So that's why you're here. And in case you didn't know it, you know it now. That's Scriptures. You're here to learn His Word. And if you'll go home with stuff in His Word that'll last you the rest of your lives. And you'll build on that in His Word at home as you study, as you learn from others. And you'll build on it. Continue to build. Learning His Word. Some things you may say, oh, that's not important. Might not be right now to you. But it might be important a little later. You better learn everything you can. Ephesians 1, 9, and 10. This is an interesting chapter, and I know that it's been talked of before, and that's great. Because that means we know a little bit more about that than some other passages. Ephesians 1, 9, and 10. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will. A lot of the great thing. How many people know the mystery of His will? He made it known. According to His good pleasure, He enjoyed making that known to us, which He purposed in Himself. And He did it on purpose. He had a reason for it. Well, you say, well, I don't know what the reason. Yeah, well, meditate. You may come to understand that. And here's part of it, that in the dispensation, administration, stewardship, whatever, management's a good word, it's close. Of the fullness of times, that's the last time because it fills up the time. And my wife's telling me that the fullness of times are coming on me. Okay. So here we have the fullness of time. This is the last part. Filling up the bucket. Times are getting full. There'll be no more after that. And He's going to gather everything under the headship of Christ. That's the word. It means under the headship. All the things will be gathered under the headship of Christ. Boy, that'll be fantastic. Can you imagine being alive at that time? being there with Christ, all things gathered under the headship of Christ. Can you imagine that? I don't know if I can imagine it, but I sure look forward to it.
Amen.
Things that are in heaven and things that are on earth. Both realms. All realms. They'll all be gathered under His headship. Wow. You know, as you read the... I had a course in eschatology one time. That means last things. And I don't think they covered it very well. Couldn't imagine anybody covering that. And what was it? Well, eschatology, the last things. That is a tremendous thing to just concentrate on writing. Get it in your mind or heart or something, you know. It's tremendous. Well, this is about what this verse is here. Together in one, all things in Christ, which are in heaven, which are on earth, even in Him. What can be better? It's finished. He's got it all under control. Everything's finished. All the times have gone through, the fullness of times, the last one comes. Is there more? No, yeah, there's more. We just don't know about it yet. There'll be a lot more. Yeah, I remember as a little kid, one time I wanted to go to the circus. Real bad for some reason. And I kept trying to get them to let me go to the circus or take me to the circus. And just weren't interested. Nobody here wants to go to the circus.
Hollywood.
Oh, it's a little late. Finally, the best thing I can get out of it, well, there'll be another one coming someday. And that's kind of like this eschatology. I mean, there's going to be another thing beyond this right here. It's just kind of nice and closes it up. But it isn't really close. It leaves the door open. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it does. Now, this also has to do with time. Fullness of times. That's a lot of time. A lot of times. Time. Different times named different ways. Even the world names times. And they don't know what to talk about. And God does it. And it has to do with gathering from two spheres, heaven and earth. So some things to think about the mystery of Christ in general. Where did the mystery of Christ begin? Where did
it begin?
In His mind.
Amen.
In His mind. It all started there.
Yep.
Genesis 3:15 is one of the biggest, exciting, splashy, wow events. Now, I would put enmity between thee and woman, between Percy and Nursi, and they both crushes there in the Hebrew. And he shall crush the head, and he shall crush the heel. Satan thinks he really did a good one there. He crucified Christ. I got it. I'll end this plan. No more of this godly nonsense. But was he ever wrong? He was wrong. You goofed up again, Satan. Boy, I just think that was really funny when he figured that out at the resurrection. What happened to that body? Where is it? You dumb guards, you let him out! How did you do that? I thought
He had to think a lot and try to come up with something else. Yeah, for him, Isaiah 53:3 and 4 was a high point. Nobody likes him. He's despised and rejected of men. I pulled that off pretty well. They even crucified him. Ha ha ha. Yeah. Can you imagine them having a good time over that? Isaiah 53:3 and 4. Yeah. Just a little while. And then Christ went down and preached. And he broke the bands of death and rose. He ascended up on high and gave gifts. That was the Christmas for God. He gave gifts unto us. Gifts like Mike, Bonnie. Ladies, he gave gifts to the body. Now, that's not all the gifts are mentioned, but he mentioned some. Yeah, Ephesians 4:11. Yeah. Pastor teachers, it ends up actually shepherd teachers. Shepherd's not the word I understand. Shepherd teachers. Do you know what a shepherd teacher is? Well, I'll tell you a quick story here. A fellow was hiring, a Swiss fellow was hiring some people to go up in the mountain and stay with the sheep, and they had to stay with them all year. And he couldn't do it anymore, he was too old. They had to go up the mountain, he couldn't climb up there anymore. Stay with the sheep, protect them. Well, they had some people to apply. They had a German, an Austrian, and a hippie. And he's probably going to think this is funny. I thought it was. And the guy, he was honest. He was a nice guy. He said, look, fellas, I don't know how to choose between you. I don't know you. He said, but those sheep are just, they smell terrible. He said, no, hardly anybody can stand. He said, I need to tell you that. They all said, well, we'll do it. We'll do it. We got it. We have to have the job. He said, look, the only thing I know is I'll send you all up there. And whoever lasts to that has got the job. So, first day up there, the German came down. He said, you're right. It's off. I couldn't stand it. Second day, the Austrian came down. Off. Terrible. I stood as long as I could. The third day, the sheep came down. But sheep are supposed to smell bad. You know, the shepherd teacher has to be someone who can stand a congregation. That's right. He has to be someone to get in among the sheep, stay there, no matter how big and dirty. That's right. He's a shepherd teacher. He's got to live with them. Got to live with the sheep. There's not too many people that can do that or are willing. And that's what God has given. One of them that God has given the Father. Shepherd teachers. Pastors, evangelists, shepherd teachers. Apostles, too. And some people think that the apostles were the first and then they were gone and then evangelists and so on. All of them are gone. Now all we have is shepherd teachers. I don't know if that's true or not. I think But these were gifts that Christ, the ascended Lord, gave to the body. He gave Barney Bagley to this place down in the fields. He gave Mike and Diane, Tony and his good wife, Ronnie and his good wife. He gave all of you folks to the Father. You all have some kind of a wonderful talent, skill, love. He gave Argus to the airport. So I would be surprised if it switched around a little bit. And all of you people have been placed in the body for what He wants you to do. Wonderful. And He has raised us all together. I'm going to tell you, He's already raised
you. Amen.
There's a term for that in theology that I can't remember what it is, but there's a term for it. You are raised. I know people argue with me about that. What don't argue with me about? Look at the scriptures. He has raised us up. Well, explain it. I can't explain that. I don't know magic or anything like that. I don't know God's power like that. I don't understand that. But I know it's true. Because it's there. It's in the Word.
Amen.
Has raised us up. Mighty. Boy, that's part of the real mystery of Christ. Folks, I know that probably my time is up. I don't know if good people have not told me that yet.
You've got 8 minutes.
8 minutes? I love this man. 8 minutes. That's the number of Christ. That's the number of new beginnings. Oh, I want to get back here and start again.
Answer anything for anybody.